Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with
Sister Amen.
And we've got some interesting things to tell you today for our edification. Let's get right to it, Sister Amen. We hope you're all doing well. Today, we were taking a day because we had to get a bunch of things done online to get ready for a preach we're going to do tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But we went and we found a really nice park, and we were flying our gospel signs on our van in the park, and I put a couple of my additional signs on the front of my van. And we were sitting there working at a beautiful pavilion, and we're all getting stuff done. Brother Koo was with us. And one of the park managers came up, and he said, "Is this your van?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well," he said, "we don't mind your van having signs on them," but he said, "they can't touch the ground."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, it's a county property, and you can't have signs that touch the ground on county property." I walked to my front of my van and looked, and one of my signs was floating above the ground. The other sign was touching, had a half-inch leg just touching the ground.
Your little sign.
So I said to him, "Well," I said, "I ain't taking my signs down." He goes, "Oh, no, you don't have to." I said, "I think I'll fix that sign." And I said, "I think we'll put a bunch of more signs out." And he goes, "Okay, get the message across. I get it." He goes, "You're more than welcome to do that."
He was pretty decent.
He was decent about it. He took a gospel. I warned him about the churches, the culture. He took it and he left. And me and Brother Kuo plastered our vans with signs because he said someone had complained about our signs.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't have even really bothered because he didn't know somebody complained about
it. So that's a little bit of very soft persecution. Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting. Today we are going to talk about persecution. You want to talk about this, Sister Amen?
We can.
Why don't you read us a scripture verse on persecution, then I'll tell a story. An accurate account.
Well, I'm trying to think. How about this one? Matthew 23:34. "Wherefore, behold, I send you unto prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city."
Oh, yeah. Persecution is part of the life of a saint. I'll read a scripture verse in a little bit here. "Today, we encountered persecution, mostly me, from a wicked man that we had just put out of the body." And persecution comes in many, many forms. Let me read the scripture verse to you, then I'll explain it. 2 Timothy 3:10-14. "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, my charity, my patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, which what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in all things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." I love that verse. Everybody in Christ Jesus who lives godly, you're going to suffer persecution, right, Sister Robin?
Amen.
All right, so the persecution that I got mostly today was this wicked man that we put out of the body had asked over the months we knew him over and over and over and over for me to help him personally with his troubled marriage, his rebellious bratty children, and his ministry life that was a shamble. And I helped him for many, many months. And he actually got in his van and drove and followed us around for months to have this carried out. Came and followed us around for many months to have this carried out. And I have message after message on Messenger from him thanking me, documenting what he had wrong, approving of my counsel I was giving him. Sister Amen saw it. My other brother saw it. He thanked me over and over and over and over again. Well, he fell into another issue with his wife, and guess what? Today, he emailed another brother, and he basically threw me to the curb, telling my brother that all that time I was lording over him. And he lied in a wicked, wicked, wicked way. So that's pretty much all I'm going to say about that. Oh, by the way, his wicked wife backed him up again for a second time about his wickedness and went silent on it. So she's guilty of this as well. So this is another level of soft persecution, though. This one is a little closer to home because, wow, the labor and the time and the love and the effort spent for this man, all for God's glory. And now to say it was all lording over when he thanked me over and over for it, it got us thinking about persecution and how it is going to come in the life of saints. Oftentimes it comes from other believers. Ready? Matthew 19:29. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren, why would you forsake brethren? Because they're sinful, like this guy. Sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. I love that. I love that.
Me too.
Sister Amon, do you have some verses on persecution you want to share with us?
Well, I was wondering if maybe you wanted to share the one before I do this one here, because, well, I can do 2 Thessalonians 1:4. So that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure.
Amen.
Just another one that shows persecution. The Matthew 5:1.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have that one.
I do have this one. And here we're going to rejoice, and we are rejoicing today.
Yeah, and I wanted to say today I had to remind myself of this verse that you're going to read.
Yeah. Matthew 5:10-12. This is our Lord speaking to us. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely. That happened today to me. And I have witnesses that prove it. For my sake. Verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. What do you say to that, Sister Amon?
I say that I don't do that one very good sometimes. I have to remind myself of that in the middle of it.
And yeah.
It's a command that we are to rejoice for that. Because you know why? I realized I was pondering that today. Rejoice because so persecuted they the prophets, and we're doing it in the name of Christ. We're blessed to be able to stand for the truth, walk in the truth, know the truth, see the truth, understand it, have the discerning and the wisdom of it. And when we're persecuted for that, we should rejoice because we're in the light.
Amen. And what that rejoicing does helps us keep our eyes on the Lord and His glory, not on the people that just persecuted us.
Exactly. And we've had many, many years of this.
Oh, yeah. And every time we go out to preach, they call the police on us. They threaten to beat us up. They threaten all this.
And people coming close to us and going in the graveyards and stuff. And I still do, from time to time, have to remind myself of that one.
Well, today's a good reminder.
It is.
Rejoice.
It's a readjustment of the mind. It kind of goes against what your flesh wants to do. But
yeah, me and young brother Cool were talking about it. And it's like great. It's a great, great reward to get to suffer persecution for Christ.
Yeah, it is. It's a good one to really ponder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got another verse for us.
Yeah, it kind of goes after that. This kind of fits with reminding yourself and your flesh to do what's right. Matthew 5:44-48. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. I have more here, but I wanted to stop real quick and say, you know, it might be easy to forgive people and maybe just set it aside and forget to rejoice. But this also says bless them and do good and pray for them. It doesn't mean just forget and shove it aside.
Right.
We do have to.
Yep.
It shows an effort of.
There's a course of action.
Yeah.
Because everything's about redemption. This man that did this to me, I forgive him. And I hope that he gets things right and he finds redemption in Christ. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be united to people like that in the future. Because in this case, it is a long-distance relationship, and we already have a policy on long-distance relationships. So he doesn't even live in the country we live in. And so that is a clear situation where he's gone, I'm far away, he's far away. So there won't be unity between us, but I'm hoping that he repents to the saving of his soul, because I don't want anyone to burn and suffer in weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Right, and so we do pray for everybody. I pray for everybody that we've known, and yeah, exactly. And then to keep reading here, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, mature and complete,
yep.
even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So
Amen.
That's a good kind of a reprimand and an encouragement to us to remember to keep our focus right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can promise you, if you're not being persecuted in any way, you're not living for Christ. You're not telling the gospel. You're not standing up for sound doctrine. You're not putting people out of local fellowships when they need to, or at least calling out sin. You're not. It's like a police officer, if he's never arresting criminals, he's not doing his job.
Right.
So you're not doing your job if you're not suffering some form of persecution for Christ. Do you have any other verses, Sister Emin? Or
I have a closing one.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Well, I actually did an audio today about standing.
I love that, standing.
And I read this verse in it.
Ephesians 6?
Yeah. You can actually, it's linked in the women's area that I put the audio on there, and it's also in the audios for sisters if you want to go listen to it. Ephesians 6:10, I love this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Sometimes we need that in the middle of persecution because even if it's not a physical one that wears you down, mentally you can be like really drained when you have to deal with a lot of it at the same time. So that's where we're supposed to rejoice.
Yeah.
And focus on Christ.
Yeah, amen. And in my case, like trying to help people with their issues and their doctrine and situations in their life and discernment, when you're in the midst of it, you're like focused on them, trying to help them. And then when it goes south, like in this case, it's not good that it went south. It's terrible that there won't be division now and this man's going to be on his own. And I fear for him in his house because his house was a mess before he showed up. Oh. Marriage, children, and his faith. But anyway, his name's Patrick, by the way. Here's the thing. Once that's over, you can get your refocus on the Lord and then keep your eyes where it's supposed to be, still helping people, but helping those that want the help, helping those that aren't liars and backstabbers and enemies. So it's really important to keep your eyes focused on the Lord, even when the persecution comes. That makes sense, Sister Emin?
Amen. Yeah. And when it says to love your enemies, we're loving our enemies, our neighbors, our friends, our brethren, all of them. We keep pouring out at the website.
Yeah.
I just counted
eight
audios that just went up, plus Bible readings, plus this one's going to go up.
Amen. Amen. So we're rejoicing today for the persecution we received, and we're going on tomorrow.
Oh,
we got to preach tomorrow.
There'll probably be a bit of persecution.
Good Lord willing,
there.
Yeah, we'll probably get persecuted here. It's a so-called Christian event, and we're going to preach and stand out and peacefully preach at it, and we'll report tomorrow with audios and videos maybe, or I don't know if they'll be up tomorrow, but
yeah,
we'll report what happened tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to going and shine the light of Christ with Brother Kuo and telling the truth, preaching the gospel, warning people about corrupt churchianity, and we're ready for any persecution they want to bring on.
Right. It makes me think of Proverbs 9:8 that you guys just talked about. Reprove not a scorner lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you.
Amen.
So as we go there tomorrow, we remind ourselves.
We got to remind ourselves
of that.
Reproving
the scorners and the mockers.
Yep.
Lest you just be wasting your time.
Amen.
And,
amen.
Yeah,
so we'll report about that tomorrow. But yeah, check out the Ecclesia area. We did Proverbs 9 tonight. We did 1 Corinthians 5. Brother Kuo and I each have a teaching and a study audio.
I did mine.
Sister Emin did hers on
standing.
Uh-huh. And so we have a whole bunch of edification there for you. We got an interesting video up of us walking through a trail at the park we were at, and we were handing out gospel cards.
That was nice. It was right at the end of the day after all this had lots of things had gone on.
And a beautiful picture of the sunset the Father gave us.
Yeah.
So it was an awesome, awesome day, regardless of the persecution. We are rejoicing, and we are ready to get a good night's sleep and go forth tomorrow and shine the light of Christ. You ready, Sister Emin?
Amen, I am.
All right. We're out of here. Check out all those resources, and good Lord willing, we'll be back again tomorrow. You make sure that you're walking biblically sound and standing in Christ, and get ready for the persecution, because if you do, It will come, I promise you, from family, the culture, churchianity. If you're not getting any persecution, you really need to look in the mirror and test yourself. Are you being true to God's word and God's ways? Are you living holy in this wicked, corrupt generation?
Amen. Right.
Love y'all.
May God be praised.